This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exit poll showed on Sunday Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
A week of tough political decisions now lies ahead. In the past, center-right and center-left parties have teamed up to keep the National Rally from power, but that dynamic is less certain than ever. A longtime pariah, the far-right National Rally is now closer to power than it has ever been. Le Pen has sought to clean up the image of her party. Known for racism and anti-Semitism, her efforts appear to have worked amid voter anger at Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Authorities in northern Nigeria said on Sunday female suicide bombers targeted a wedding, a funeral home, and a hospital in coordinated attacks that killed at least 18 people. Another 30 people were wounded, many seriously. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. Borno State has been heavily affected by the Boko Haram Islamic extremist insurgency. It has used women and girls in suicide bombings in the past. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday his stand that Israel will not stop its war until it achieves its goal in what he says will be its victory over Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel's forces advanced further into a neighborhood in northern Gaza and also pushed deeper into western and central Rafah in the south, killing at least six Palestinians and destroying several homes, residents said. This